Here's a quick question. At what point of a podcast that you host do you actually introduce yourself? That would be when you run out of content. So yeah, this is Rotato Ngako, the host of the What Does It Take podcast. And yeah, man, I've been away for a few weeks now. I wanted to record this episode last week just to break the awkward silence. I've been working on a few things related to the podcast. I've been trying to get a few episodes out. I've been learning new tricks. I've been living my life and yeah, traveling a little bit. Yeah, between now and the last time I did an episode, I think I went to two different cities in South Africa. Yeah, and yeah, what also happened is that last December, I kinda went to Cape Town and my laptop crashed on my way back, and I had recorded two episodes there. One episode was talking about how to be a good Airbnb host, and the other one was basically how to dig through the fake news. Great interviews. I interviewed two great people, one of them being Raymond Joseph, and the other was Billy Hare. Okay, Raymond is a veteran journalist, and Billy Hare was my Airbnb host while I was outside, and it was chill. It was a chill episode, but sadly for me, I messed up my laptop and I poorly attempted to recover the data. Actually, I didn't attempt, I was just like, I'm gonna fix this anyway. So I didn't recover the data. And speaking of that, I don't back up my stuff. So once it's gone, it's gone. So what I usually do is I work on something and release it. Yeah, you will see it in the wild if you wanna see it. So yeah, now I'm gonna start backing up stuff. Maybe use a GitHub repo and some shit like that. Have my code on the, yeah, on the repo. Have the raw recording and then have the, what's this one? Have the edited version of the thing. So yeah, no, this is just me talking through the episode. What should I talk about? Oh yeah, what is gonna change with the podcast starting from next week or the week after that? One thing, now every episode I'm gonna record it with two mics. One mic will be on me and the other mic will be on the person being interviewed so that you guys get the best quality. I know there's been some episodes with a lot of background noise. Even though they do set a good mood, they just suck. Well, so I'm just gonna do that because I learned a trick. Actually, I got a new mic, and I used that for the first time in that episode on how to start a rolling paper company. If anyone paid close attention to the audio quality, they could tell that okay, no, there's been a shift in audio quality from the one before that and that episode onwards. Even the episode on how to self-publish a paper, I had recorded it with that mic, and I think the one. Wait, did I use that mic with on? Okay, the whole business season, basically, I was using this new mic, and then so I'm gonna use my old mic for my voice, and so all the guests are gonna get the best mic in the house. Yeah, and what else is gonna change? Yeah, I'm gonna start blogging some of the content. So there will be a Medium publication. What does it take? It's probably there where I'm just blogging everything that's has to do with the episode. Probably the process I follow, like how I record stuff, how I choose the beats. Oh, by the way, if you listen to the earlier episodes, there was beats playing in the background. Those are actually my beats. Beats I used to make when I was in high school or the early years of university. I made a few beats last year, but that was me experimenting with sounds and stuff. And yeah, actually, The experiment got to a point where I was actually working on songs again. I did a song with a friend of mine, Tebo. We did a song called Haters Are Gonna Say That Is Photoshop. Yeah, so I took one of those beats, reworked it, wrote verses to it, added elements and stuff like that. Yeah, because the other thing, most people don't use my beats, so I have to use them somewhere, and yeah, revamped it, and it sounds nice. You can check it on SoundCloud. Haters are gonna say that it's photoshopped. And what else am I gonna change? You know, one of the reasons why I've been away for so long is because I have to meet up with these people that I'm interviewing, right? And then sometimes that's hard to do. So I might have to start recording episodes via Facebook, FaceTime, Hangout, chat, phone call, and stuff like that. So what that effectively means is that all the strides that I've took to make the audio quality nah, are basically for nothing, because now we're just going back to phone quality recordings. And yeah, well, at the end of the day, what's more important, the quality or the content, huh? Or the quality of the content. So yeah, I'm drinking tea right now. Yeah, rooibos. This is what keeps me up late at night. So it's currently 11 o'clock in the morning, and not in the morning, in the night. And yeah, I'm about to fall asleep in like 2 or 3 hours. So this is just me ending the day. And yeah, those are the things that are going to change with the what it does it take thing. Like, recording processes are changing. I'm gonna start using two mics, one mic for me and the other mic for the person being interviewed. And also, in the event that I'm not able to physically meet with the person that I'm interviewing, I am going to record those phone calls and the interview. So that means I might also start using video start doing video interviews. And yeah, met a lot of interesting people that I actually want to interview for this process. And yeah, a lot is gonna change. Apart from that, I'll also be blogging. I'm just recapping just to see. And yeah, so maybe you guys wanna hear the process that I'm following. Well, I'm at 8 minutes into the recording, and I haven't said much, but for 4 minutes of this thing. So if you're still listening, I think you deserve to know how I record this stuff. So the recording software I'm using is Fruity Loop, right? What I love about it has basically all the things you could ever need to make music or to make any audio related thing. Oh, and if you make the effort to get over the learning curve, you basically gonna do all the things that you need to do. I made most of the beats that I play in the background using Fruity Loop, so that's one of the reasons I chose it, because I know my way around it and I could do whatever I want to do. Fun fact, the first episode we recorded on how to start a podcast, when the guy was talking about compression, you need to compress your voice, I already knew all of that stuff. I even went a step further, added some reverb, and went a step further and removed no the background noises, because when there was a lot of background noises, kids playing outside, you know, just serene noises. So I removed some of those noises and left some of the nice noises. If you listen carefully, I think you can hear birds chirping in the background of that episode. Yeah, so yeah, that is what happened with that. So yeah, with the Fruity Loop software, one other thing I like about it is that it also allows me to record from two different input sources. So that's why I'm saying I'm gonna use two mics. Why didn't I realize when I got the other mic that I could use two mics, because I didn't think about it. So now I'm just gonna set up my Fruity Loop to use two mics, and then we will be able to record more than one person at a time. And what else is there? Oh yeah, the other thing that I do when I'm recording this thing is that I basically do not prepare questions. So it's literally a let me get to know what you're doing type of conversation. Sadly, I know. Okay, for most of the episodes I've done, I've known quite a lot about what was happening, what that person was doing, and I probably did something related to that. So, part of the reasons I didn't want to prepare. And one other reason why I didn't want to prepare, or I don't prepare ahead of an interview, is I like spontaneous sounding content. So most of the people I interview are quite quirky and quick on their feet. So whenever I ask them a question and they laugh about it for a quick second, say something they wouldn't have naturally said, and then we get to dwell on that thing for like a quick 5 minutes and move on to the next. It's great. Oh, so yeah, that is what's happening. So yeah, maybe I'm gonna start getting other people to also work on the podcast. Shouldn't just be a one-man job no more. So if you think you're interested, holla at your boy if you wanna be part of a podcast. Whatever you wanna bring to the table. You know, people you want to interview or people you want me to interview, let me know. Just go to Twitter, what does it take, and send me a message. Yeah, because it would be great if this becomes an ongoing thing even when I stop doing it. But I'm not stopping anytime soon. I think this is gonna go on for another year. And maybe set a few goals that, yeah, we should always have an episode out every week. And different format for the interviews. But no, I think I'd like to maintain this format that we have currently because, yeah, it's something else. Informal. I wonder if I'm gonna maintain the informal format when I start interviewing big names. I am. Most definitely. So if we do something else, we separate that. Oh yeah, one other thing I wanna do is create my own podcasting site. So I'm using iono.fm currently. Beautiful service, they do the things. And yeah, they created a RSS feed that basically allows me to also host the content on iTunes. But disadvantage of their stuff is that I could only upload 5 episodes per month. So this really got to me the first month when I discovered it, because the first month I started the podcast, what I did is on the first week I published 2 episodes on the same day. The how to start a podcast and how to complete your masters in good time episodes. And then I had basically the other episodes recorded ahead of time. And the third week I uploaded, the fourth week I uploaded. And then I think that month had 5 weeks or something like that. And I tried to upload an episode for that week and I couldn't, and then I was like, what the hell? And the error message is like, you've reached your limit. And I had to pay to upload the episode, and I hate paying when I could actually do the thing myself. So after that, I kept to basically the 5 episodes uploaded if per month limit, and that's when my laptop crashed. And so I had to re-record a few episodes. So now I'm like, you know what? This sucks. I'm just gonna start my own podcast hosting website. possibly I'm going to make it peer-to-peer, or it will have a peer-to-peer element, because it makes sense what the IO and OFM people are doing, limiting your episodes to 5 per month. Because, hey man, servers cost money, and yeah, that's why they charge. It's a business, and you need money to run your business. It's a great business too, and they offer a great service. I recommend anyone to use them. Actually, most people already use them. Tech Central podcasts are hosted there, so I don't even need to plug them. They're getting their money, so I'm just gonna create my own site with a peer-to-peer element, basically for broke motherfuckers like me to host their content on. Maybe have a similar limit, so once you go above that limit, it's basically a torrent now. It's in the wild, it's peer-to-peer. Someone has to host it for you, for it to run. So let's say, you know, we all know how torrents work, right? In case you don't know how torrents work, this is how they work. Someone downloads a torrent from someone else, somewhere else in the world, and for you to have access to that file or torrent, someone else has to be serving that file to you. So that's what I'm gonna do with the podcast. And if that works, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the same thing for videos as well. Have a small Anyana YouTube that's peer-to-peer based. I know it's too crazy to work, but it's so crazy, just might work. But nah, there's nothing wrong with YouTube. YouTube is a free service. The podcasts are the thing. I'll hook that up and see how it goes. And yeah, there's a lot of tasks for that, like a Twitter player card, maybe a Facebook player card, you know, all cool things that I want to try with the code if I do get the time. But yeah, that's my episode. Do I want to edit it? No. Do I want to have beats playing in the background? No. Should I listen to it before I upload it? Maybe I should. But guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna listen to it for the first time when it's online. So yeah. Oh, that's also something else that I've noticed. I say "so yeah" a lot. I don't know if I said "so yeah" so many times before I started this podcast. But go back to the earliest episodes. Listen, I will say "so yeah" so many times, either at the beginning of an episode or after an interview. I'm like, so yeah, that's me, that's my recap. I'll give you guys another one on the things I've learned from doing the podcast, the people I've met, and yeah, all those things. So yeah, once again, gonna start another podcast called that "So Yeah," because I say "so yeah" so many times. And oh, another thing, maybe I will do this, maybe I'll use my character voice, because this is normal Rotato speaking. I maybe sound disinterested, but that's my mood. No, I'll use my character voice, maybe be like, "Yo, diabo, homo not the man," the type of shit. Yeah, but otherwise, I'll see the moon. And yeah, this is me blabbering on. And yeah, so follow the thing on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Medium where the blog is, and let's see the things.